That person is
Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Getting ready for baseball. This game's going to start a little bit behind time. It was supposed to start at 6:30. We're going to have the national anthem here shortly. But on both teams ready to play tonight, final game of the Catholic Classic is going to be South Bend St. Joseph's Indians and the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. So they're going with the lineups right there. They're introducing the starters. Downstairs, that's Dan. Right there, Evan Deanhart's dad. That's Dan Deanhart. Does a fine job right here at Central Catholic High School. So they're mentioning the starting lineups. We'll get to those here momentarily. Knights obviously going to be the home team. They're going to use the first base dugout. In the third base dugout will be St. Joseph, the Indians. And I should have some notes here. I went to write up some notes about 3 hours, longer than probably the game will fit. But they're going to have the national anthem here, and we'll set this down.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors. Give them the strength to help them to alone. We ask you through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our national anthem never sounded better. We'll mention right here on the diamond. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for putmeinsports.com. Since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We're making the Knights getting warmed up on the surface. Doing the pitching tonight for Central Catholic is going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, we'll talk a minute about him. Keaton Brooks was number 14. I take that back. Keaton Brooks, number 34. Keaton Brooks, he's a lefty, number 34. He's got 19 and a third innings under his belt for the season. This is appearance number 4. This is his third start this season. Keaton Brooks has faced 84 batters. He's thrown 284 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 2-0. He's allowed 20 hits on the season. He's given up 8 runs. 6 of those runs were earned. He's walked 4. He has struck out 20. 6 of those strikeouts, they went down looking. He has an ERA of 2.172. That's Keaton Brooks, left-handed hurler, on the mound tonight for Central Catholic. The Knights are wearing the dark navy jerseys are wearing the white pants. We'll go around the diamond with the Knights. Keaton Brooks, his battery partner, his catcher, will be Ryan Schumer, wears number 7. At first base, T.J. Bell wears number 18. At second base, it's Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, it's Evan Gehart, number 24. At third base, it's Mikey Stapleton, wears number 11. In left field, it's Jackson Kane. He wears number 3. In center field, it's number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, it's number 20, Caden Minnick. The DH for this ballgame will be number 27, Ben Mazur. He will bat in place of the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Stepping in leadoff batter in this contest, 709 is Joe Washburn. In a pop one foul territory, third base. Going to be caught by Mikey Stapleton. First swing, foul ball, caught, one out here in the top of the first inning. Second batter going to step in. He wears number 9. He plays center field, Zachary Stofsky. Zachary Stofsky going to step in. Another, be a right-handed batter. He'll step in now, working from the windup, Keaton Brooks, first pitch to Stofsky. Line shot, third baseline, just foul. Nice shot right there off the bat of Stofsky. Count goes 0-1. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Zachary Stofsky. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. There's one out. We're in the top of the first inning. At Central Catholic High School, after this game, everybody's going to go home. You know, foul one back, out of play. Kim goes 1-2. Two-hitter, Zachary Stofsky steps back in. Working from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Outside a ball. Fishing, trying to get him to fish, nothing doing for the two-hitter, Stofsky. Kim goes 2-2. Back on the rubber. 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's foul tip in the glove. Ryan Schumer cleans it. He throws it around the horn, starts it at first base. That was a tight pitch. Stofsky trying to protect the zone. That was tight and inside. It came up empty. Two out here in the top of the first. Stepping into bat, the three-hitter. Where's number 1? He's the DH in this game. It's Jace Lee. The first pitch to Jace. Foul back to the screen. Going to get off the wall. It's going to tear him way back out. And Jace Lee going to pick it up. He'll give it to the umpire. He'll check it out. And it looks like he's going to pocket that one. So it's still good. 0-1 count to the three-hitter, Jace Lee. Here's the pitch from Brooks. Inside a ball. 1-1. Two out. Bren Robbins going to play Jace Lee to pull. Bren Robbins is in center field. Here comes the pitch. Inside and low. Ball 2. 2-1. Right-handed batter, Jace Lee. He's batting in place of the pitcher, Jalen Thomas. Pitch comes in. He'll take a stroke. Left field line. Foul ball. Pretty solid swing right there for the three-hitter, Jace Lee. You can tell he's got some winter practice in, and he's going to set back in. 2-2 count. Chasing that ball down in left field was Jackson Kane. He's back in regular position. He's ready to go. 2-2, 2 outs. Jace Lee, here comes the pitch from Brooks. He's going to punch one to right field. It's going to get down one hop into the glove of Caden Minnick. He dropped it momentarily. He picked it back up. It's going to be a stand-up double off the bat of Jace Lee. So he'll take that leg apparatus off. He'll bring it over. Give it to Coach. Still two out, but a runner at second base. Jace Lee, he wears number 1. We're going to see the four-hitter. Owen Balint going to step in. He wears number 11. He'll do the catching. Keaton Brooks going to work from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. check second base, now out of the stead of check second again. First pitch to Balance. Backdoor curveball misses high. Just above the zone. Count goes 0-1. Left-handed pitcher. Keaton Brooks. Check second base. Now a stretch. He'll check again. Now the set position of check second. Here comes the pitch to Balin. Swing and a miss. Outside pitch looked like he was trying to pull it. Difficult task to pull an outside pitch. You got to go with it. Tony Gwynn made a living taking it to the opposite field. Rest your soul. One ball, one strike. Ground ball foul, left side. You're going to get up against the foul fence. Kemp goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. So step back in the rubber. Keaton Brooks peering in, looking at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now a set position. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, he's going to pop one. Right field, going to be shallow. Going to be called for by Caden Minnick. They'll come in and couldn't make the catch. Drops off the glove. They'll throw to first base. Going to get him at first base. At first base, Balin thought he'd go to second base. Trying to slide back in head first at first base. The umpire calls him out. But Balin and the first base umpire in disbelief. They're still standing there. And I guess they're just going to have to live with it. Sometimes that's not good. You want a quality game. You want it to happen all the way around. The out was called, so he'll jog off the field. They do get one run. One run in off the misplayed baseball in right field. So Knights are going to bat here in the bottom of the first. And St. Joseph gets a run. It's going to be unearned, but they put a run on the board. Out there to do the pitching for St. Joe is going to be Jalen Thomas. Jalen Thomas wears number 12. Jalen Thomas has an ERA. This is after four games. I do not have accurate stats. We'll go with what I have. At the four-game position, he has an ERA of 9.33. This is appearance number 3, according to my stats. He's pitched 3 innings this season, according to my stats. He's allowed 4 hits, 4 runs. All 4 runs were earned. He's walked 2. He struck out 1. He has faced 15 batters, according to my stats. So I know these stats are not accurate, but it gives you an idea of how these young men have started. And we're going to set this down. We'll be right back. Okay, we'll talk about the infield, outfield for South Bend St. Joe. As mentioned, the pitcher is Jalen Thomas. He wears number 12. His battery partner, number 11, Owen Balance, he'll be the catcher. Playing first base is Holden Hardesty. He wears number 2. At second base, number 16, Brady Loniger. Brady Loniger, he wears 16. At shortstop, Joe Washburn, he wears number 7. At third base, Brody Zielinski, he wears number 5. At left field, number 3, Ben Van Fleet. In center field, number 9, Zachary Stoski. And in right field, number 10, Owen Suda. So stepping into bat from the Knights. The one hitter is Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed hitter. He's a member of the senior class. Knights have 6 seniors on their ball team. Here comes the first pitch, working out a windup, Jalen Thomas. Outside of ball. The wind is blowing just a little bit. It's blowing across the diamond from left field to right field. Not a whole lot. The flag looks nice, flowing in center field. Here's second pitch from Thomas. Outside of ball. Kemp goes 2-0. Owen Munn looking for a good hittable pitch. First pitch, last game, Owen Munn base hit to left field. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Owen Munn. Ground ball back at the pitcher's mound. It got him, picked it up with the glove, I should say, knocked it down. Came up and threw a strike to first base. Gets to put out 1-3. That's Jalen Thomas to Holden Hardesty. There's one out in the bottom of the first inning. One run in for St. Joe. It's a 1-0 contest. Stepping into bat, number 24, Evan Dehart. First pitch from Taylor Thomas is outside. Jalen Thomas working on the diamond right there. Peering in, looking at signals over the glove. 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes the 1-0. Outside, ball two. Jalen Thomas, member of the senior class. He's a pitcher and an outfielder. Number 12, peering in, looking at signals. Evan Dehart. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Right down Meridian, strike call. Little bit of a delayed signal from the home plate umpire as the wind picks up. Going out to right field. Here comes the pitch, the 2-1. Outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Nice batting in the bottom of the first inning. Evan Dehart, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch from Jalen Thomas. He'll take a trophy to go to center field. It's got enough air under it. It's going to be caught by the center fielder, Zachary Stassi. There are two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Central Catholic. Number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell played in first base. He plays there almost daily for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch to T.J. Bell. Swing and a miss. Outside half. Took a good cut. Count goes 0-1. Jalen Thomas peering in looking at signals. Given by Owen Balance. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Above the zone, ball one. One ball, one strike. Working with that hat just a little bit. Jalen Thomas, that win. Knocked it off first time. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch to T.J. Bell. Breaking pitch, finished away. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two out. Bottom of the first inning, a one-run ball game. South Bend St. Joe got one in the top of the first. Pitch comes in high and away. Count goes 3-1 to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell swinging a good bat all season long. He wore number 16 last year. He changed it back to number 18. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball four. T.J. Bell going to jog down to first base. Coach Bournet going to let him run. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. So Ryan Schumer going to step in, left-handed batter. He'll step in, tap the plate. T.J. Bell at first base, working out a stretch. Jalen Thomas, here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball one. Jalen Thomas wanting that strike. If that strike's called there, it's going to be called there all game. And you don't want to swing at a high fastball. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Inside half, knee high, called strike. One ball, one strike to Ryan Schumer. Jalen Thomas out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one to right center field. He's going to back up the defenders. It's going to get over the head of the right fielder, Owen Tuda. Rounding third base. Going to score at the plate from first base. It's T.J. Bell. And Ryan Schumer ends up with a double and an RBI. So we have a courtesy runner at second base. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. He'll be the courtesy runner in the ballgame for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. The runner at second base, stepping into bat, the five hitter. He's the DH in the ballgame for the Knights, 27, Ben Mazur. Out of the set, check second base, here's the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes, Ben Mazur. He swings a fluent bat, really smooth. Sometimes you'll see him choking up late in the count. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, left side, up against the foul fence. Swinging at a low pitch. He likes lower pitches. I think that's a good idea. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Jalen Thomas. Timeout called. Ben Mazur going to step out. Going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Jalen Thomas. Owen Balin delivering the signal. Out of the set, check second base. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Count goes two balls, one strike. You're going to step back in as that wind picking up just a little bit. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Ben Mazur. You're going to foul one straight back. He's going to end up in the booth with me right here. Had to get out of the way. And everything's good. Everything's good up here. Foul ball is up here with me. Peering in, looking at signals. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Yeah, I'm all right. About nailed me. So Ben Mazur, back in the box. Yeah, I'm all right. It about hit me. It was close. So three balls, two strikes. Hudson Gutwein is at third base. On deck right there is Caden Minnick. 3-2 count, two out. Out of a set, Jalen Thomas. Here comes the 3-2. You're going to pop another one. It's going to be on the infield. It's going to be catchable. First baseman, second baseman going to make the catch. That's Brady Loniger. And South Bend St. Joe gets out of the inning. The Knights lead one aboard. But in the inning, Knights come up with one run. T.J. Bell knocked in from first base by Ryan Schumer. The Knights going to go out and play defensively here in the top of the second inning. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll first mention South Bend St. Joseph. They are the Indians. They have a school enrollment of 806. They're Class 3A, Sectional 19. As they play some good REO Speedwagon, roll with the changes. Kevin Cronin. We'll mention him. I think I'm going to go see him. Springfield, Illinois on August 15th. Kevin Cronin still singing well at 71. We'll mention South Bend St. Joseph. In their sectional is Jimtown, Mishawaka Marion, South Bend Clay, South Bend Riley, South Bend St. Joseph, and South Bend Washington. The principal is John Kennedy. The athletic director is Stephen Anthony. The assistant AD is John Grumpf. I'm thankful for him. He helped me out with putting me in sports. We'll mention South Bend St. Joe High School is located at 453 Notre Dame Avenue, South Bend, Indiana, 46617. On the web, you can find them at stjoeathletics.com, and St. is spelled out. Stepping into bat, St. Joseph Indians. First pitch, outside edge, called strike. In the batter's box is number five. He's a five hitter. Brody Zielinski. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Outside, ball one. When it's in South Bend St. Joe, they wear the colors Columbia blue and white. They're wearing those top jerseys and white pants. Pitch comes in outside, ball two. Keaton Brooks on the pitches, ma'am. For Central Catholic, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Going to pop one up on the infield. Going to be in foul territory. Going to be called for by T.J. Bell. He reaches up and makes the catch. one out here in the top of the second inning. Tie ball game at one. One-one, both teams got one in the first. There's one out stepping into bat. It's the sixth hitter, number two, Holden Hardesty. He plays first base. Here comes the pitch. Fastball right down meridian, called strike. Back on the rubber, Keaton Brooks working quick. Here comes the pitch. A little bit low, same location, but low. Count goes one and one. Stepping back in, Holden Hardesty, the first baseman. Here comes the pitch. We get a pop one. Skyward is going to go to the outfield. It'll be called for by Caden Minnick in right field, and he'll make the catch. Two out here in the top of the second inning. Going to step in. It's going to be the seven hitter, number three, Ben Van Fleet. So Ben Van Fleet going to step in for the Indians. Another right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a whine from Keaton Brooks. Oh, comes in just low, fastball. Count goes 1-0. Two outs, peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Van Fleet's going to swing. You're going to pop one high. Catcher's position. Going to be in foul territory. Perfectly done right there. Ryan Schumer catches the third out in the half inning. And we'll mention St. Joe comes up with no runs. Nobody on base, no hits. Right there in the top of the second inning. And we'll finish this up. South Bend St. Joe Indians. I think I mentioned they have a school enrollment of 806. I think I mentioned that. St. Joe currently 6-3-1. Their first ball game must have ran out of daylight. I'm guessing that's the one tie they have. And we'll mention they're 3-1 in the Northern Indiana Conference. And we'll mention the conference, Northern Indiana, has 12 teams in it. Those 12 teams in the East-West Division, there are six. They are Elkhart, Marion, New Prairie, Penn, Adams, and St. Joseph Indians. On the other side of the bracket, six teams in the North-South Division, they are Bremen, Jimtown, Glenn, South Bend Clay, South Bend Riley, in South Bend, Washington. Going to throw one down to second base. The head coach of the St. Joseph Indians is John Smolinski. John Smolinski, quite a nice guy. I spoke with him before the game. What a gentleman. Really enjoyed speaking with him. Got some pronunciations from a different coach. That was thankful. Without those, I would butcher these names terribly. Stepping in. Bottom of the second inning, first batter for the Knights is Cade Minnick. First pitch, going to be a ground ball, second base, fielded right there. Brady Loniger, he'll get the put out with Holden Hardesty. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-1 ball game. This game could be good. Starting out good. Stepping into bat, number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane batting in the seventh position. Right-handed batter. Here comes a pitch from Thomas. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. He's playing left field in this ball game. Peering in signals. Here comes the wind from Jalen Thomas. You know, foul one right side out of play. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Jalen Thomas, here comes the wind and the delivery. Outside edge, called strike. Jackson Kane, sophomore athlete. Got in the weight room. I tell you what, he put some muscle on. He's a slot receiver. Breaking pitch, didn't get the grip. works outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Jackson King peering in looking at signals. Jalen Thomas. You know, work the wind. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. You know, pop one on the foul territory. Giving it a valiant effort was the catcher, Owen Valence. He laid out for it right there near the Knights dugout. He got that red hair. Got that red hair. He looks good. You wonder how God can get a pigment to make a gentleman red hair. You just wonder. He's going to work that chew right there. That little retie. And I'm home playing umpire holding his mask for him. Hands it to him. That's quite cordial. Stepping back in is Jackson King. Two balls, two strikes. Working the windup, Jalen Thomas. Long set. Here comes the pitch to Jackson. They're going to drive one to left field. It's going to be sky high. It's going to be shallow left field. It's going to be called by the shortstop, and making a catch is Joe Washburn. There are two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. He plays center field. That's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, John Fogerty. I think you wrote that song thinking about Bren Robbins, the center fielder. Here comes the pitch from Jalen Thomas. You know, square to bunt. Ball's outside edge. Called strike. So he'll step back in. Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Called strike. That's outside. Pretty difficult pitch to hit. Seems like that plate has gotten wider this weekend. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Drop third strike. That pitch was inside. And Bren Robbins not getting a very good shake in the batter's box this weekend. So there's three outs. Knights are down in order. They'll go out and play defensively when St. Joseph, the Indians, will come to bat here in the top of the third inning. So no runs for either team in the second inning. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by FitzandFishers.com. Since 1983, you can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them by dialing 317-842-2228. That's at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville. It's right here, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. Between Noblesville and Westfield, you can reach them there by dialing 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can do that online, or you can do that on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping into bat for the Indians, number 16, the eight hitter. Playing second base, Brady Loniger. First pitch from Keaton. Going to be fouled back out of play. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Brady Loniger. He's going to step back in. He'll ask for time, situate himself. Home plate umpire holds up Keaton Brooks. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. Right-handed batter, number 16, Brady Loniger, goes down the count, 0-2. Keaton Brooks back on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball stays outside. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Stepping back up on the rubber. It's Keaton Brooks peering in. Here comes the wind, the 1-2 pitch. Solid hit, third base down the line. Couldn't make the play. Hudson Gutwein is at third base. good effort. Tried to backhand it. It's going to be a single on the scoreboard. They show hit in the box up there, right corner of the scoreboard. Timeout on the diamond. They're going to talk right now. It's going to be the nine hitter, Owen Suda. Owen Suda wears number 10. He's playing right field, having a bit of a conversation with third base coach. Runner at first base for the Indians is number 16, Brady Loniger. Up in on the grass, third base. Right there, I believe. Might be misspoken there. Mikey Stapleton, that number is close together. Pickoff move at first base, bat safely, is Loniger. Right-handed batter's box, number 10, Owen Suda. He'll step back in. Keaton Brooks pitching from a stretch. Out of stretch, checking for the signal. Now out of the set, he'll check first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Give me a full swing. Going to get him off the leg there. Bounced off, and he's just fine. He's ready to step back in. 0-1 count. Nine hitter, number 10, Owen Suda. Right-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, once again, first base. TJ Bell tries to tag way behind Brady Loniger, back safely. So Keaton Brooks can step back in the rubber. Peer in, look for signals. Ryan Schumer, now out of the set. Pickoff move, first base. Keeping him close. It's a 1-1 ball game. Trying to keep that runner at first base. Don't want to get him into scoring position at second or third. Stepping back in, Owen Suda. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Heavy cut right there, Owen Suda. Nine hitter, he'll step back in. Third base, Mikey Stapleton has backed up behind the base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball breaks in there for a strike. Got the outside half. Nice pitch from Keaton Brooks. So he'll set down looking with one out on the diamond and one aboard at first base. We're going to see the one hitter, number 7, Joe Washburn. Washburn in 7 games, batting .500, 32 plate appearances, 28 official at-bats. Left-handed batters tried to work the bunt, tried to follow the baseball. It was low. It's a strike called. He offered. There's an 0-1 count to the one hitter, Joe Washburn. Working from the stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. He'll try the bunt again. Came up empty. Kemp goes 0-2. Keaton Brooks working kind of quick on that last pause. Got to be careful. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Working from a stretch, now the set. Checks first base, here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base, 0-1 Munn. He'll flip it to Deanhart. They'll get the out at second base. Won't get the speedster as Joe Washburn makes it safely to first base. Breaks up the double play opportunity. So with 2 outs, runner at first base, this time it's Joe Washburn stepping into bat. He is number 9, Zachary Stofsky. He's the center fielder. Zachary Stofsky in 7 games, batting .542. Talk about a throw to second base. Give me a stolen base for Joe Washburn. Ryan Schumer tried to make the exchange from the glove to the hand and mishandled the baseball. Couldn't make a throw. 0-1 count. 2 outs. Stepping back in, Zachary Stofsky. Out of the set, Keaton Brooks. He'll check second a second time. Here's the pitch. Taking off for third base. Going to be safe at third base. Mikey Stapleton tried to make the stop there. Difficult stop. Safe at third base is Joe Washburn. Ryan Schumer tried to throw through the run of the batter. Batter was pretty still right there. That box belongs to the batter as long as he still is a mouse. He's moving. He's vulnerable to be called out with the hand and the throw. They'll drive one to center field. going to work to his right, going to back up. It's going to be out of here. Left center field, pretty close to the 380 mark, home run off the bat of Zachary Sofke. It's going to be a two-run home run to get us the high five from Coach at third base. So we'll touch the dish. And two of them will go back in the dugout. One of them will stay right there. That's Jace Lee. He's the DH. He'll be the batter. There are two out and two runs in. It's a 3-1 ball game. St. Joseph in front. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one foul right field line. It's going to go out of play. Pretty solid swing. He's got quick hands. That's Jace Lee. I was talking with Ben down below right there, Dan Deanhart. He was telling me that this guy's a good player. They're just using him for a DH this game. He's a good defender. You know, take one to Deanhart. Evan Deanhart, he'll field it on a hop. He'll throw across the diamond, get the put out with C.J. Bell. So the Knights get out of the inning. No runs left on base. They were hit in, actually one hit in. Joe Washburn jogs in with the home run hit by Zachary Sofke, the two-hitter. So the Knights go to bat in the bottom of the third inning, bottom of the third right there in the third inning at the top. The Indians pick up two. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's a rural address, pretty good distance from Atlanta, probably 5 miles. But we're making Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can find Titus Bakery and Deli inside Reynolds. And we're making Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. And we'll also mention you can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com and Reynolds Farm Equipment, RenaldsFarmEquipment.com. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. On Saturday at 7:30 to 12 noon, they're closed on Sunday. You can stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery in Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Yes, stepping in, it's Mikey Stapleton. He is playing third base. He got the start last game. He's getting the start this game. Here comes the first pitch from Jalen Thomas. Ground ball, third base. Down the line, tried to backhand it. Waited for the ball and didn't come up with the baseball. It's going to be a reach on error. They're going to call it E5 on the glove. Mikey Stapleton. His on-base percentage is climbing, but his batting average not getting any help with that error at third base. So stepping into bat, second time, it's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in 13 games. Owen Munn batting .444. Here comes the pitch, fouled back to the screen. Owen Munn enters tonight's ballgame with 53 plate appearances and 45 official at-bats. .444 average. On base percentage is .500. He's got 20 hits for the Knights, and he leads the team in most hits. Here comes a pitch from Jalen Thomas. High for ball one. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn looking at signals. Coach Bournet at third base. Mikey Stapleton at first base doing the running. Out of the set, Jalen Thomas. Here's the pitch to Munn. High for ball two. Count goes 2-1. Nobody out. Second batter here in the bottom of the third inning for the Knights. One runner aboard at first base is Stapleton. Working out a stretch. Now the set, Jalen Thomas. Here comes a 2-1. Full cut. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone. Went after it. Count goes 2-2. Signals given, Coach Bourdain, Mikey Stapleton at first base. Mikey Stapleton thinking about a steal. 2-2 count. There's the pitch to Owen Munn. Gonna pop one foul, gonna go out of play. So they'll chase that one down. It's gonna end up over by the Cages. Gonna stay 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Gonna step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, Jalen Thomas. Out of stretch, checks first base. Now the set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Owen Munn. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Looking at signals, third base coach Tim Bourdain steps back in. 3-2 count, nobody out. Runner at first base for the Knights. Here comes a 3-2 pitch to Munn. High for ball four. So we'll jog down to first base. Owen Munn going to pick up his sixth walk. This is walk number six, base on balls for Owen Munn. He'll put on that sliding mitt. And Mikey Stapleton jogs down to second base. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Evan Dienhart. He breads number 24. He plays shortstop. Evan Dienhart in 13 games. Evan Dienhart, 50 plate appearances, 34 official at-bats. You put the buttons in. Third baseline, couldn't handle it, picked up by the pitcher, Jalen Thomas. He's going to reach base safely. We'll look at the scoreboard to see if that's a hit or an E1. Looking for the position on the scoreboard, don't see one. But anyways, bases are now loaded by the Knights. Evan Dienhart at first base. Evan Dienhart working over there at second base is Owen Munn, and at third base, Mikey Stapleton stepping into bat. Biggest guy on the team, TJ Bell, steps in. First pitch on the way from Thomas. Outside and tall. Ball one. One ball, no strikes, steps back in. TJ Bell. T.J. Bell wears number 18. He's got two home runs on the season. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian. Let's it go by. Knee-high fastball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. T.J. Bell, 47 plate appearances, 35 official at-bats. He's batting .257. He has a .435 on-base percentage. Working from the stretch, Jalen Thomas. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Bell. Inside and low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. TJ Bell looking at signals, none given. Coach Bourdain talking with Mikey Stapleton. Little encouragement, little direction. 2-1 count to TJ Bell. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch from Thomas. Ground ball, third baseline, going to be a high hopper. Going to get over the head of third baseman Brody Zielinski. Coming in to score for the Knights. Two runs, Mikey Stapleton and Owen Munn. To tie ball game once again at three with nobody out. Timeout on the field right there. Coach going to go out and have a conversation with the infield. So TJ Bell delivers. Hard ground ball down the third baseline. A high hop gets over the head of Brody Zielinski. So TJ Bell is at first base. And at second base is Evan Dienhart. So timeout on the surface. They're going to break up the meeting at the pitcher's mound. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. It's a 3-3 ball game. And in the hit department, it's also 3-3. Running out to do the running for TJ Bell is going to be Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner out to do the running. He's a junior class member. Ryan Elsner, we'll mention. 7 games, take that back. Ryan Elsner, we'll let you know. He's got 5 runs scored as a courtesy runner. He's a pinch runner in this case. From the set to set, here's a pitch. First pitch to Ryan Schumer. Outside edge, called strike. So it's 0-1 count. He's set back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Jalen Thomas checks second base. Here's the pitch. It'll be tight. It's going to get behind Schumer in that left-handed batter's box. Schumer was looking to get hit. It did not hit him. Schumer has 3 times he's been hit by a pitch this season. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-1. Checked outside, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ryan Schumer in 13 games, batting .281. His on-base percentage is .529. He has walked 15 times. Ground ball, shortstop. Going to handle it, to flip it to second base. So they get the out 6-4. Good play right there. Joe Washburn, shortstop, to Brady Liger. There's 1 out. Moving to third base is Evan Dienhart. Ryan Schumer safe at first on fielder's choice. He's going to jog off the diamond, put his gear on. So they're going to run for him. And I believe it's Hudson Gutwein, number 9, doing the running. So 1 out here in the bottom of the 3rd. 2 runs in for the Knights. They've tied the ball game at 3. Stepping into bat, the 5 hitter, number 27. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur is the DH for the Knights in this ball game. He's batting for the pitcher, Keaton Brooks, out of the set. Jalen Thomas delivers high for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Looking at signals, just a hand clap. Runners on the corners for the Knights, 1st and 3rd. 1 ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur, the batter. Here comes a pitch from Jalen Thomas. Pitch comes in, fastball right down Meridian, strike called. Ken goes 1-1. Mazur steps back in. Mazur has a home run on the season, earlier game. Here comes a set, here comes a 1-1 pitch. Full cut, swing and a miss. Ken goes 1-2. That was about the top of the zone. You want that hand over fist strike zone. You want to swing when that ball's about thigh high. Right there is the sternum. That's pretty tall to swing at. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. The foul 1 back. Trying to hit me again. It was his bat that almost nailed me. Up here on top of the press box. I'm not kidding you. That was a rocket and I had to move. I was sitting on a stool at that time. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Out of the set, Jalen Thomas. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch hinges away. Snap throw to first base from Bayless. Getting back safely there is Hudson Gutwein. So 2-2 count to Ben Mazur. Signals given. Coach Bordenay finishes up, finishing signals with a clap. 1 out. Steps back in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the 2-2 to Mazur. Outside of ball. Outside of ball, this home plate umpire being disciplined, calling the strike zone for these student athletes. These student athletes in that earlier games this weekend, they just plain and simple had the bat taken out of their hand. Here comes a set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. High and tight. You'll jog to first base. So Ben Mazur going to load the bases as he jogs to first base. Ben Mazur on the season picked up walk number 7 based on balls, stepping into bat. Caden Minnick, the right fielder. Caden Minnick going to bat in the 6th spot. He's batting lefty, facing the righty. Jalen Thomas, first pitch. Out, going to call a strike. Outside edge. First strike. Called on the outside edge, it might be a little bit off the plate. Not too bad. But the 3rd strike, not too good. Here comes the pitch. fastball low out of the zone. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter, a member of the junior class. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. You're going to take a shot to the outfield. Right field is going to be a base hit. You're going to score Genhart. Throw to the plate, sliding in there safe. The throw is cut off by the first baseman. So two in to score, Hudson Gutwein and Evan Genhart. Knights have four runs here in the bottom of the third. Knights go up 5-3. So nice solid stroke, single, and a two-base hit for Cade Minnick at second base. First and second base, first swing and a miss, Jackson Kane. Ben Mazur is at second base, still one out. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, steps back in. Peer in, looking at signals. Jalen Thomas out of the set. To peer in, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, Jackson Kane comes up empty. Count goes 0-2. Playing right field in the ballgame. Where's number three? Jackson Kane, 5'11", 190. As mentioned, he has been in the weight room. There comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to get by the third baseman. It's going to be a hit. Solid stroke. It was a hot shot to third base. Moving to his left was Brody Zielinski. Couldn't come up with it. And the scoreboard reads an H in the upper right-hand corner. So Jackson Kane gets himself aboard. Knights have bases loaded once again. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Give me number 33, Bren Robbins. In 12 games, he has 41 plate appearances, 36 at-bats. He's batting 250, 325 on base. He'll take a first pitch high and tight for ball one. So base is loaded for the Knights. They have four runs in. The 5-3 contest. Here comes the pitch to Robbins. High and away, ball two. Jalen Thomas trying to find that release point. He lost it briefly. He'll get it back. Two balls, no strikes out of the set. Here's the pitch from Jalen Thomas. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Down goes 2-1. Jalen Thomas peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Signal given. 0-1 balance out of the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside of ball. Bren Robbins looks down. Third base coach, Tim Bordenay. No signals given. Count goes 3-1. One out. Bottom of the third inning. Base is loaded for Central Catholic. Out of a set. Here's the pitch from Thomas. Going to be swung on and take one to the outfield. It's going to go to left center. It's going to be called for by the left fielder. Tag at third base. Coming in to score is Ben Mazur. It's going to be a sacrifice fly and an RBI off the bat of Bren Robbins. So Bren Robbins picks up an RBI. Bren Robbins has 8 RBI on the season. So stepping into bat, we're going to see number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, right-handed batter. Two out here in the bottom of the third. Runners at second and third base. Pitch comes in high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two out. Outfield playing straight away. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed pitcher, Jalen Thomas. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Down goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, Mikey Stapleton. Just a freshman. Got a lot of upside in front of him. He's 5'9", 145. There comes a 1-1 pitch from Thomas. Low, and a short hop to glove. Good block there by Owen Valence. Home plate umpire, he was covering up. He didn't know if that ball would get loose. But you got to be safe because some umpires, you know, they got a full-time job during the week. This is kind of a hobby. Here comes a pitch from Thomas. High for ball three. Count goes 3-1 to Mikey Stapleton. Runners at second and third. First base is open. On deck is the one hitter for the Knights, Owen Munn. Out of the set, here comes a 3-1 pitch from Thomas. Breaking pitch finishes high, ball four. So a five-pitch walk issued to Mikey Stapleton. Next batter to step in, it is number 12, Owen Munn. He's tying out on the diamond. Coach going to walk out, going to talk with his infield. There are two out. We're in the bottom of the third. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a Century 21 Sheets company. She works for Century 21. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look towards Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. You can dial her up at 317-513-4086. Stepping in, Owen Munn. Two outs in the inning, bases loaded. Out of a stretch, now the set. First pitch from Thomas. Swung on, ground ball. Three shortstop and third base, and they're going to make the call right tonight. Running from second to third is Jackson Kane. He's got to give way for that ground ball to be fielded by the infielder. I think right there was the shortstop, Joe Washburn. You either got to stop, let him field it, or run behind him. So the C position umpire makes the call. And it's a good call. So the Knights come up with five runs in the bottom of the third. Knights go up 6-3. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Knights out defensively. And the Indians coming to the plate. We'll go ahead and finish this up. Lisa Stokes Bear. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. You can dial her up at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. You can rely on Lisa. You can call her up at 317-513-4086. So stepping into bat for the Indians, going to be number 11, that's Owen Valence. Owen Valence, he's the four hitter. He's doing the catching for South Bend St. Joe. First pitch from Keaton Brooks. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Valen staying in the box. He's a serious batter. He's a four hitter. Here comes a pitch from Keaton Brooks. Right down Meridian. Knee high, called strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. First batter in the top of the fourth for St. Joe. Here comes a pitch. Swung on. Solid stroke. Third baseline, but just foul of third base. That was a rocket off the bat of Owen Valence. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. There comes a wind and a delivery from Brooks. Backdoor curveball, just missed. Stayed outside, the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. In the batter's box, Owen Valence, here's the pitch. You got to pop one to left center field. Going to be called for by the center fielder, Bren Robbins. And he'll make the catch. right there near the warning track at the 380 mark. Solid hit off the bat of Bayless. There's one out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in for St. Joe is the five hitter, number five, Brody Zielinski. Another right-handed batter. So Brody Zielinski steps in. Where's number five? He's batting 318 in seven games. Solid shot down the left field line, just foul. That was going to go be in there for a double. Just a foul ball down the left field line. About three-fourths of the way to the home run fence. That's number five, Brody Zielinski. In 25 plate appearances, 22 official at-bats, he scored four runs. He's got seven hits. Nine RBI. His on-base percentage is .375. Steps back in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base. Mikey Stapleton traps it, picks it up, throws it across the diamond. Mikey Stapleton with a strong arm gets the put out with T.J. Bell. There's two out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in for St. Joe. It's going to be the sixth hitter, Holden Hardesty. Holden Hardesty playing first base tonight for St. Joe. Where's number two? It's going to be the first pitch from Brooks. Ground ball, second base. Fielded by Owen Munn. It tosses to first base. T.J. Bell and the Knights get out of the inning. Go bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll mention after three and a half, Knights in front of the Indians, 6-3. So we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers there in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, nice lady, new owner there at the jewelry shop. Hope Jewelers, that's her last name. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're right next door to the Diana Theater. If you've not been to the Diana Theater, I tell you what, that's been around for, I would say, near a century, getting close. But we'll mention the Diana Theater. They're right there. That's Hope Jewelers beside them at 135 East Jefferson Street. If you didn't know, Jefferson is also the same street as State Road 28. So that's right there in Tipton, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. Again, that number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2. So they're getting the final tosses right there. They're going to throw one down to second base here momentarily. And they're working on the diamond right there. We'll mention new pitcher on the pitcher's mound for St. Joe. I believe that's number 11. Number 11, it's Owen Bayless. Owen Bayless, he evacuates the catcher position. He's out on the pitcher's mound now. They're throwing one around. And we'll get that new catcher's number here. Behind the gear, I can't quite read the number. And I'm doing the pitching right now for St. Joe. Is number 11, Owen Bayless. Owen Bayless, I do not have his pitching stats. He's got quite a few others, but not his. So he drops over from the catcher position. First pitch taken to left field by Evan Genehart. Be called for by the left fielder, and he'll catch it down low near the ground. About like a Say Hey Willie Mays type of catch. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So stepping in the bat, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step back in. He's a three-hitter. T.J. Bell in 13 games. T.J. Bell, batting average of .257. Balin, first pitch, fouled back to the screen. T.J. Bell goes down the count, 0-1. So working from the windup, both feet on the rubber. Right there is 0-1 Balin. Pitch comes in, knee high, right down meridian. Count goes 0-2. T.J. Bell steps back in. Here comes a pitch from Balin. Ground ball, shortstop. High hop. Hard to play. Probably going to go in the book as a hit because of the high hop. And that was Joe Washburn at second base. They're calling it an E6. I don't quite think so. That was a high hop. But anyway, that's what they're saying up here in the press box. Whoever's running the hit department. And we'll mention Tyler Fox going to go to first base, going to run the bases for T.J. Bell as a pinch hit, or excuse me, a pinch runner. I remember my first pinch running duties. I was a freshman. Got to run from at first base with Bobby Haymaker. They hit him to a possible ground ball to double play ball, and they forced me out of second base, and my game was over. So stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch. Now a set. Balin. Going to pop one foul out of play. No balls, one strike. Balin has that real open stance at the stretch at first base. My umpire meeting, they said that's not going to be allowed in high school ball anymore. So breaking pitch back door in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. To Ryan Schumer. Instead, you got to square your feet up to home plate. But evidently, they're going to let him pitch that way. Pitch comes in, back door, back up the middle. Going to be 6-4-3 and a double play from St. Joe. Joe Washburn, Brady Liger over to Holden Hardesty, and there's a double play. The Knights will play defensively. As St. Joe gets out of the inning. So in the fourth inning, both teams come up empty. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. St. Joe will bat. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by PutneyInSports.com. Putney in Sports in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Three teams supported by Putney in Sports. That's Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Those Lady Huskies made it to the semi-state this year. They drove clear to LaPorte High School to play a game against another Hoosier Conference team, the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. Hamilton Heights first half, they had a 14-point lead. Twin Lakes Lady Indians entered that game at 33-0. And Hamilton Heights lost the lead. Second half, Twin Lakes, I think, got the win by 7, maybe 8 points. But Coach Bousman and the Twin Lakes Lady Indians got to go to the final game. That was a semi-state. They do that differently now. In the regional, you only play one game now. Semi-state, you play two. Twin Lakes went to the final game that night for the championship in the semi-state, and they were defeated by Fairfield. Fairfield, they were the eventual state champions in Class 3A. So stepping into bat, we're going to bat here in the top of the fifth inning for St. Joe. It's going to be number 3, Ben Van Fleet, the left fielder, working from the windup. Let's see another left-handed pitch. I see it's 34. Keaton Brooks gets the call on the outside edge. Keaton Brooks, pretty solid left-handed pitcher. Kind of gives the Knights a 1-2 punch with two righties, including Brent Robbins. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Seven hitter, number three, Ben Van Fleet, plays left field. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop. Jackson Kane now behind the dish, catching for the Knights. Good short hop stop right there. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the 1-2 pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. So Ben Van Fleet in seven games, he batted 400. That's 22 plate appearances, 15 at bats. Here's the pitch. You know, drive one out of play, right side. He'll stay in the box with a 2-2 count. So number three, Ben Fleet. Ben Fleet has scored six runs. He's got six hits, three RBI. His on base percentage is .545. He's walked five times. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. You watch it go by. He'll set down. There's one out in the top of the fifth. Next batter going to step in for St. Joe is the eight hitter, number 16, Brady Loniger. Loniger's going to step in. Playing second base. We'll mention Loniger batting .294 in seven games. He's going to put a bunt in. Third baseline is a great bunt. It's going to be a base hit off the bat of Loniger. Not much you could do when the bunt goes right down the third baseline. Especially when it's unannounced. Nobody on base. He gets bunted for a hit. So Brady Loniger is at first base. Now we'll see the nine hitter stepping in. It's number 10, Owen Fuda. Owen Fuda, he's the right fielder. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pickoff move at first base. No tag applied. We should mention at first base now is Ryan Schumer. TJ Bell might be taking a breather. Peering in looking at signals. Now out of the set. Keaton Brooks, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses outside. Long throw goes into center field, but staying put. At second base, right there, is Van Fleet. I take that back, Brady Loniger. So in the batter's box, number 10, Owen Fuda. So no balls, one strike. So they get the scoreboard right there. Correct it, it's ready to go. Runner at second base. Here comes the 0-1 from Brooks. Inside and tight, checks his swing. It's a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runner at second base for South Bend St. Joe. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Keaton Brooks, timeout. The right-handed batter's box. Pulling timeout right there, 0-1 Fuda. So timeout, and Jackson King jogs out. Not sure who called the timeout. Jackson King wanted to talk with Keaton Brooks. The talk's over. He's getting back behind the dish. One ball, one strike, one out. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. He's a nine-hitter. That's number 10, Owen Fuda. Working from the stretch. Check second base. Now out of the set. Check second again. Pickoff move, second baseman this time. Owen Munn, as they put the hokey doke out there on Brady Loniger. So we get that lead. He gets a crooked lead off of second base. Supposed to look like it's less space to the pitcher. Now he's back up to the baseline. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Tight for ball two. Right-handed batter's box. Owen Fuda. Owen Fuda playing right field. Owen Fuda getting some good playing time right here on the diamond in this tournament. Working from the stretch, now the set. Out of set, here comes a pickoff move. Counterclockwise for the lefty. You can probably get more velocity on the throw going clockwise as a lefty. He doesn't make the throw, steps off the back. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Now out of the set, checks second base, checks it again. Here's the pitch. low for ball three. Check that. They call a strike, and we got a delayed signal from the home plate umpire. I tell you what, I was at the Victory Field doing a final game for Daleville and University. And that umpire had the longest delay. I was calling pitches all night, and I was wrong. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Owen Munn fields it at second base. Just throw to first, get the put out. With Ryan Schumer, there are two out. Base runner moves to third base. At third base for St. Joe is number 16, Brady Loniger. So batter going to step in. He's the one-hitter, Joe Washburn. Bats left, throws right. He might be a switch hitter. Pretty good athlete. I would not be surprised. So he'll step in. Left-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Outside, good short hop stop by Jackson Kane. He had to come way out of his catcher's box and field that short hop. There's even further than the right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Might have been the top of the zone. I mean, he didn't have much room there. That was a tall pitch. Called strike. Count goes 1-1. Two out. Working from a stretch. Keaton Brooks. Now the set. Here's the 1-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Keaton Brooks, lefty. Left-handed batter, Joe Washburn. That's exactly why Pete Rose switch hit, and he switch hit well. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I hope it's soon. Outside of ball. A little bit tall. Count goes 2-2. Pete Rose, he's 82 years old now. He's still got the desire. Saw an interview with him recently. He's not complaining much more, but he should be in there. Going to pick a pop. Going to go to left center field. Coming in from left field is going to drop. Going to be a base runner. Score from third base. So coming in to score is 16, Brady Loniger, and a base hit off the bat of Owen Fuda. Owen Fuda gets a base hit RBI, and St. Joe has one run in the top of the fifth. I take that back. It's Joe Washburn with the RBI. He's at first base. Now the two hitters, Zachary Stofsky. Zachary Stofsky, he jogged the bases a couple, three innings ago. He's in the right-handed batter's box again. I believe it was Joe Washburn on base when he hit him, yeah. So working from the stretch, Keaton Brooks. Two out. Pickoff move at first base. He's going to be safe. Joe Washburn safe at second base. He tried to take off early on Keaton Brooks. We'll hope he's okay. He's still on the surface. He's going to get up. Coach is going out there to check on him, rightfully so. Joe Washburn, what an athlete. So he took off a little bit early. Keaton Brooks stepped towards first base, had to make the throw to first. Ryan Schumer took the throw and threw to second. By then, Joe Washburn was head first, touching the base. So he's at second base now with two out. Stofsky in the batter's box. They try a pickoff move with Dean Hart. Goes off his glove into shallow center field. And Joe Washburn, you knew he was going to be at third base on that play. So Joe Washburn is at third base again with Zachary Stofsky in the right-handed batter's box. Let's see if deja vu is going to happen here. They call that an E on the pitcher, on the throws. To second base. Here's the pitch. Heavy cut. Swing and a miss. No balls. One strike. Number 9, the two-hitter, Zachary Stofsky. He plays center field. Stofsky batting .542 after 7 games. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Around home plate. Going to get him on the leg in the box. Count goes 0-2. He got a solid stroke. That's Zachary Stofsky. In 28 plate appearances, 24 at-bats, 13 hits, 11 RBI. Out of the set, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Trying to make him fish. Nothing doing for the two-hitter, Zachary Stofsky. He'll step back in, tap the plate. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Keaton Brooks takes off the first signal. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, drop for a strike. Jackson King steps to the inside, throws a strike to first baseman Ryan Schumer. Knights get out of the inning, but not before one run is in for St. Joe. Top of the fifth inning, St. Joe comes up with one. Knights go to bat. After four and a half, Knights in front, 6-4 over the Indians. And the Indians are going to go back out, play some defense, and back out to pick the ball up is Owen Valence, number 11. And we'll remind you, this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. That's 46069 right there in Sheridan on Main Street. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. At safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Target Sports in downtown Sheridan. If you're not familiar with Sheridan, you probably ought to know about a football coach by the name of Larry Bud Wright. This year, he's getting ready to coach in year number 58. Yes, Larry Bud Wright, he's almost 82. He knows so much about football. He's got 9 state titles. He's hoping to get that 10th one. Last year, they rattled off 9 in a row. They lost the first game to Western Boone. They won 9, and then they were knocked out of the tournament by North Decatur, the Chargers. And Larry Bud Wright had a sophomore quarterback, and he's back as a junior. Ball comes in outside. Ball in the batter's box for the Knights is number 27, Ben Nazer. Ben Nazer, right-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch from Valence. Swung on. He's going to pop one out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. 6-4 ball game. Knights in front, batting in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the pitch from Valence. Swung on, ground ball, third base. Good glove, Brody Zielinski. To throw across the diamond, they'll get the put out with Holden Hardesty. There's one out in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, who wears number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick stepping in. Caden Minnick in 8 games. He's been hit by a pitch once. 15 plate appearances, 11 official at-bats, batting .273. Let's take a first pitch outside, strike called. Count goes 0-1. Caden Minnick, .429 on base percentage. They'll take a drive to right field. Low elevation, making a tremendous catch in right field is Owen Fuda. Owen Fuda makes a great catch, robs a base hit off the bat of Caden Minnick. Two out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, now the catcher of record. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the whine in the delivery from Owen Valence. Outside, ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, Knights batting in the bottom of the fifth. There's the pitch. Right down Meridian. Might have been a little bit tall right there. Jackson Kane, you can see his displeasure. Here comes the pitch. He'll foul one right side, out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jackson Kane, 13 ball games, batting .314. .429 on base percentage. Owen Valence, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Foul ball, back to the screen. Trying to protect the dish, fouling him off. Jackson King. Jackson King had 16 quality at-bats. Here comes the 1-2. Ground ball back up the middle, base hit. Nearly got the leg of Balance. He had to get out of the way. And Jackson King with a solid stroke. Right back up over second base in the center field. So next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 33, Bren Robbins. Signals given, Coach Bournet at third base. Bren Robbins going to step in. After 12 games, Robbins has 41 plate appearances, 36 at-bats. He's batting .250, .325 on base. First pitch, outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jackson King going to put that sliding mitt on. Try to keep the hands protected for steel cleats. I get it. They're a pickoff move at first base. But sometimes it's difficult when you got to grab the base at first slide and you can't hold on because that mitt is kind of slick. Working out a set. Balint, here's the pitch. Short hops the glove. Good stop by the catcher. Count goes 2-0. Stepping back in, Bren Robbins. Two out, bottom of the fifth. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Balint. Short hops the glove, picks it up, we'll throw it to second base, gonna get it. Nice play by the catcher. And he sights, he should be. He'll get some knuckles from his teammates as the Knights are out of the inning and they'll go out and play defensively. So the Knights come up with no runs. And at the end of five innings, it's 6-4. Knights 6, Indians 4. And I'm going to play defensively now in the infield-outfield. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, if you're not familiar, Indiana Beach, they have a campground and an RV resort. You can make plans. You can book your stay right here at the campground or the RV resort. Indiana Beach, they're located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana. Speaking of Monticello, Knights still have one game left with Twin Lakes. They played one there, but they got rained out the following day. I think they rescheduled that for May the 9th. Check the listing, but I believe it's May the 9th. It's going to be here with Twin Lakes at Gordon Lemming Field. And also a little bit about Indiana Beach. They have daily admission tickets. You can buy them if you're not going to go very often or maybe not too many times. But if you're going to go more than three times, it would probably behoove you to buy the season pass. Season pass for one individual at Indiana Beach is $69.99. Indiana Beach, they're in Monticello. You can make family plans now. If you want to call them, their number is 574-583-4141. Again, that's 574-583-4141, Indiana Beach. That's a nice Indiana amusement park. It's a lot closer than going to Kings Island in Cincinnati. Stepping in the bat. Where's number one? Jace Lee. Jace Lee, the three-hitter for South Bend St. Joseph. He'll take a shot to left field. Got some air under it coming in to make the catch. Had to dive forward. Catch is made by left fielder. I believe that's Tyler Fox out of left field. He can play all the outfield positions. One out, top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's number 11, Owen Balint. He is the pitcher of record. Batting fourth. Right into batter's box. Here comes a pitch from Keaton Brooks. He's going to take one right side foul territory. Down by the bullpen. Knights dugout will chase that one. He's going to step back in. Balint. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes a pitch from Keaton Brooks. outside a ball. One ball, one strike. 8:38 on the wristwatch on a Saturday night. Here comes the pitch, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. You might have been a tipped foul ball. Gets back to the screen. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out. Top of the sixth inning. St. Joseph batting. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Tight in the batter's box. And he's going to run down the first base. Hit by pitch. Number 11, Owen Bayless. Didn't bother him. He jogged down to first base. And he's going to come off the base. He's going to get a courtesy runner. He is the pitcher of record. Jogging down there to run for him is going to be number 4. That's Trey Place. Trey Place, he's a senior class member. He'll do the running for Owen Bayless, the pitcher. Stepping into bat, going to be number 21, Jacob Snyder. Right-handed batter, first pitch from Brooks. Swing, foul tip, back to the screen. 21, Jacob Snyder. He's an infielder. He's a pitcher. He's the only freshman on the roster for South Bend St. Joe. That is a compliment in itself. Right in the batter and step back in. Jacob Snyder, runner at first base, is number 4, Trey Place. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. One runner aboard. Working from the stretch, Keaton Brooks. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Strike call, knee high, right down Meridian. Count goes 1-2. The 21 in the batter's box, Jacob Snyder. Working from the stretch, Keaton Brooks. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. 2-2 count. 21, Jacob Snyder. Been called upon by John Smolinski, the head coach. Here comes a set. Here's the 2-2. He's going to take his ride to center field. Going to be caught by Brent Robbins. On his way to second base. Had to retreat. That's Trey Place. He probably got within 10 feet of the bag. A fly ball to center field caught by Brent Robbins. He had to hightail it back to first base. There are two out. Top of the sixth inning in the batter's box is number 2, Holden Hardesty. Holden Hardesty is batting 312. That's after 6 games. Working from the stretch, now is set. There's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Holden Hardesty, you were mentioned, he's got 3 runs scored. He's got 5 hits. His on-base percentage is .421. So pickoff move at first base, back safely, is Trey Place. 2 out, top of the 6th inning, Knights in front. 6-4. Working out of stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to be off the foot in the box. C position umpire verifies it went off the foot. And it's pretty evident now. Right there holding his foot, still seated on the ground. It's Holden Hardesty. Holden Hardesty probably going to invest in one of those apparatuses that covers the left shin and foot. And we'll hope the best for him. Sarah Igo, the athletic trainer for Central Catholic, out there to check on him, see if she can help. Sarah Igo, if you didn't know, I found out, I think it was last week, Sarah Igo and her husband are expecting a little girl pretty soon. So he gets up off the surface. He's going to walk this out. Gets a hand clap from the St. Joe crowd, rightfully so. Looks like he's going to probably bat. Looks like he's going to be okay. Number 2, Holden Hardesty. He plays first base for St. Joe, the Indians. Picked up that bat and talking with the umpire right now, checking on him. It's all about safety, safety, security, and encouragement. That's what you need. 0-2 count, two outs. Holden Hardesty right in the batter's box. Here comes the pickoff move at first base. Trey Place is back safely. So Keaton Brooks steps in the rubber. In the stretch, peers in, looks at signals from Jackson Kane. Here's the set, here's the pitch. Short off the glove, inside pitch, going to be a ball, and Trey Place takes off for second base. I believe he was reading the dirt. So he took off, and he's safe standing up at second. Trey Place at second base, only base runner for the Indians. One ball, two strikes. Holden Hardesty, the batter's box. Where's number two? Out of the set, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. You know, take a drive to center field. Might have got it over the head. He did. Got it over the head of Brandon Robbins. It bounces off the warning track up against the wall. It's going to be a double and an RBI after hitting the baseball off of your own foot. So well done, Holden Hardesty. Brings this game to within one run. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Tim Bordenay going to walk out and talk with his infield. One runner aboard, Colton Hardesty at second base. Next batter in the lineup going to be number three, Ben Van Fleet. So Coach Bordenay going to talk with his whole infield right there at the pitcher's mound. And we'll go ahead and remind you, the IHSAA.org. If you go to IHSAA.org, you'll see a very nice website. It's been redone. It's about a year and a half old. If you go to that website, right there staring you in the face on the first screen, it says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field at the IHSAA. And you can check that out. I checked it out during my break here when I was doing prep for this game. I looked up South Bend St. Joe. I found out they're Class 3A, Sectional 19. We read those off a while ago. Working from the stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks, pitch comes in, backdoor curveball, taken for a strike. Runner at second base. For the Indians, stepping back in, 0-1 count. In the batter's box is number three, Ben Van Fleet. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, missed just barely. Stayed outside. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out. One run in this inning for the Indians. It's a 6-5 ball game. Knights in front. Here comes the pitch. You know, pop one left to right field. Coming in to make the catch is Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick was playing a little bit shallow anyway, and it's a good thing, or he'd have never got to that ball. So three outs, and the Knights get out of the inning. They leave one on base. The Indians come up with one in the top of the sixth inning. And right now, Central Catholic Knights in front with six. And the St. Joe Indians with five. What a ball game. Final game right here on the diamond this weekend. Been a lot of baseball. I think two last night, four today. I think Darren Catholic Golden Eagles, they got to walk home. They drove home, obviously. They're pretty close to me over there in Hamilton County. But they go home with the trophy from this tournament. And they're playing some good Survivor. Survivor, I tell you what, that's Jimmy Jameson. Jimmy Jameson sung for Survivor after Mike Petrick ended up singing The Eye of the Tiger. The very next year, Jimmy Jameson took over. God rest his soul. What a quality voice. You'll hear him right now. Can't Hold Back. And on that same album, that's the Vital Signs album. That same album had High On You on it. High On You is another good one. And first time, pretty good group to listen to. Kind of keeps you going. So they're playing some good music right here. Well done. So stepping in the bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning, I should mention the hit department, both teams are tied with six each. So stepping in is Bren Robbins, first batter in the bottom of the sixth for the Knights. Here comes a pitch from Valance. Outside edge, called strike. Bren Robbins seems to get those pitches that are just tough to hit. Those outside edges. Here comes a second pitch from Baylor. Way outside, ball one. Count goes 1-1. So we'll step back in. Bren Robbins, here comes the pitch from Owen Baylor. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bren Robbins in 12 games, batting 250. He got 9 hits, 5 singles. Here comes a pitch. High for ball three. Bren Robbins, as I mentioned, 9 hits, 5 singles, 2 doubles, 1 triple, and a home run. Here comes the pitch. Right down Meridian, kneecap high. Count goes full at 3-2. Bren Robbins going to have to unleash the bat. Here it comes. High for ball four. So he'll jog down to first base, and Bren Robbins going to pick up his 5th base on balls this season. Stepping into bat, the 9 hitter, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, that third baseman, steps in. Bottom of the 6th, working from the stretch, now is set. Pitch from Baylen. He's going to put a bunt down first baseline. Picked up by Baylen. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out with Holden Hardesty. And mission accomplished for Coach Gournay as Bren Robbins goes to second base. So next batter in the lineup, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. Signals given for base coach. 13 ball games for Owen Munn, batting 444. Swinging a good bat. At reset, here comes the pitch from Baylor. Swung on. He'll take it over shortstop's head. Couldn't reach it. Dave Concepcion might have got that one, but it's going to be a RBI single off the bat of Owen Munn, and Bren Robbins comes in to score the 7th run for the Knights. Owen Munn with an RBI picks up RBI number 12 on the season. Timeout on the field. Going to walk out, coach, out of the St. Joe dugout. Going to talk with his infield right there. We'll talk it over right now. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's RentalsFarmEquipment.com on the web. And right there inside Reynolds is Titus Bakery and Deli. Right there, Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7:30 to 2 p.m. Weekdays on Saturday at 7:30 to 12 noon. So now the pitchy change. Owen Baylen walks off the diamond. They got a left-handed southpaw, and they're getting warmed up right now. I believe it is number 8. Number 8 comes out of the dugout. Thomas Eck. Thomas Eck, he's a junior. He's a pitcher and an outfielder. Thomas Eck wears number 8, left-handed. And he's getting warmed up right now on the diamond. And his buddy's right behind him in the grass there in the infield. That makes you feel secure. That's all good. Outfielders huddled up there in center field, having themselves a convention, as my dad would say. So Will Mitchell is one out. Defense is going to resume their normal positions. Final warm-up toss. He's got a little bit of a grunt as he releases the pitch. Kind of like the Mad Hungarian. I know some of these young guys won't remember him, the Mad Hungarian. He had a Fu Manchu, a professional pitcher. He grunted when he pitched. He made it to the MLB. He got a good contract, I'm sure. Stepping into bat. Here comes the first pitch. Trying to put the bun down. Thought about it. It's Evan Dienhart. Pulled the bat back. Sliding into second base anyway. Head first is Owen Munn. So Evan Dienhart didn't need the bunt right there. But let's see if Coach Bordney gets in the bunt signal again. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Thomas Eck. Alisette checks second base. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Dienhart. Short off the glove, going to get by the catcher. Taking third base on the misplayed baseball is Owen Munn. So two balls, no strikes. Evan Dienhart going to jog down. Conversation with Coach Bordney. Short conversation. Dienhart going to jog back to the plate. He'll step in. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. One run in. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Eck. Inside half, called strike. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Thomas Eck. Here comes a set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Let's try the suicide squeeze. It's going to be a foul ball. Evan Dienhart bunted the baseball. It ended up foul. They had the suicide on. Owen Munn's trying to come in to score. You've got to know, you got to know that the signals are known by both players. You can't full swing right there with a guy coming into home. That Providence coach, he likes the suicide squeeze. Thought about it again. Not going to suicide. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop by the catcher. Kim goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Knights batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run in. Out of the set. Thomas Eck, the delivery. Outside, ball four. So Evan Dienhart going to jog down to first base. Evan Dienhart entered this ball game with 11 base on balls. He's at first base now. So runners on the corners for the Knights. Stepping into bat, we're going to see Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, where's number 14? Tyler Fox, a senior class member for the Knights. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Well-placed fastball by Thomas Eck. Bullpen activity down the left field line for St. Joe. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Tyler Fox. Inside, they're called strike. That was inside, but home plate umpire elects to call it a strike. Kemp goes 0-2 to Tyler Fox. Runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, two strikes. So they get the scoreboard corrected. They got 2-1. They need 1-2. So out of the set, Thomas Eck, here comes the 1-2 pitch. He'll take a drive to center field. Trying to get over the head of the center fielder. Tyler Fox puts it up against the wall, right of center. And it's going to be a 2-RBI double off the bat of Tyler Fox. And nobody needed that more than Tyler Fox. So two runs in. Knights have three runs in here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, stepping into bat is Ryan Schumer. So Tyler Fox steps in the lineup to bat in the three hole and devils over the center fielder's head and two RBI. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Here comes a pitch from Eck. Full swing, ground ball. They're going to call it a foul ball. The B position umpire recognized it was off the foot in the batter's box of Ryan Schumer. So the ball ended up fair out there in the dirt. Texter picked it up and tagged him, but it's a foul ball. 0-1 count to Ryan Schumer. Peering in, Thomas Eck out of the set, checks second. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Schumer. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Knights are batting in the bottom of the sixth. They got three runs in. It's a 9-5 ball game. Working out of stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch from Thomas Eck. High pitch for a ball. Checks his swing. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer with a nice, fluent swing. Let's see what he can do at this at bat. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. They're going to call a strike. They called that a strike. My goodness, it's not that cold. Got the over jacket on. Count goes 2-2. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside breaking pitch. Finished outside. Count goes full. 3-2 count. 3-2, one out. Ryan Schumer, the batter. Tyler Fox at second base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. To take a shot to right center field. Going to get a lot of it, and it's out of here. Ryan Schumer with his third home run on the season. He's going to jog the bases, and he's taking a pretty good pace around the bases. You don't want to jog them real slow. That's just not right. You jog them slow in the MLB, and you pay the price at your next at-bat, and then there's the bench clear. 3-2 shot, Ryan Schumer takes it out to right center field. So still, one out. Stepping in is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur can hit the long ball. Can he hit a back-to-back? We'll see. Here comes the pitch from Eck. He's going to float one. Gonna be drop in right field shallow. Nobody could get to it. Second base right there. Brady Loniger gave it a good effort. It lands behind first base, about 40 feet out in the grass. Coach Bourdain gonna come in, make an adjustment on his little notepad right there. He's got the lineup in his hand. Gonna talk with the home plate umpire. Caden Minnick is scheduled as the next batter. He's around home plate. I imagine he's going to bat. And a runner at first base for the Knights is Ben Mazur. Gets himself a base hit. So Ben Mazur is going to jog off the diamond. We're going to see number 35, Bunton. That's Ben Bunton. He's going to run for Mazur. He's 5'8", 155. And stepping into bat is Caden Minnick with one out. And Knights have five runs in here in the bottom of the sixth. So it's 11-5. Knights are in front. Peering in looking for signals. Out of the stretch is Thomas Eck. Peering in. Long peer. Now the set. Left-handed batter Caden Minnick. First pitch high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out. Steps back in. Caden Minnick, junior class member, left-handed batter. Next pitch outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Caden Minnick steps back in. Peering in looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here's the pitch from Eck. Ground ball in the infield. Slow roller to shortstop, he's going to make it. Going to be an infield hit off the bat of Caden Minnick. He reaches base. Now Knights have runners at first and second. At first base, it's Caden Minnick. At second base, it's number 35, Ben Bunton. Next batter going to step in, number three, That's Jackson Cain, right-handed batter. Still one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Working out a stretch, now a set. Thomas Eck with the pitch. Full swing, try to check it. Just too late. Down goes 0-1. Jackson Cain, he only needs one. They'll set back in. No balls, one strike. One out, working from the stretch. Now the set, check second base. Here comes a pitch from Eck. Inside and tight. Low pitch. Good block right there. Kept it in front of him. He kept Bunton at second base with that block. Down goes 1-1. One ball, one strike to Jackson Cain. Out of the set. Check second. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Could be a double play ball. 4-6-3. Couldn't make the three. Wide throw. Jackson Cain going to go back to first base as the ball gets to the foul fence behind first base. But they get the one out at second base. And jogging off the diamond is Caden Minnick. So there are two out as they put an E6 on the board. So an unearned run comes in to score. Knights have six here in the bottom of the sixth. Out to run bases on the fielder's choice. Out there now is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Stepping into bat, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Inside, tight, calls it a strike. Bryn Robbins, I'll tell you what, he is the non-benefactor of the strike zone. I pretty much all weekend I've seen him have difficulty, but it's not his problem. Going to take a shot, going to go to second base, going to one-hop second base, going to pick it up. It's all about making the flip. Bryn Robbins going to be safe at first base. Bryn Robbins going to get a base hit. Infield hit is shown on the scoreboard. So Bryn Robbins, happy for that. Now stepping in with runners at first and second base is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Peering in, looking at signals, Thomas Eck. Now out of the set, he'll check second base. First pitch to Stapleton. Ball one. So he'll step back in. Not many signals given from Coach Bournier. Out of the set. Here comes a pitch from Eck. Ground ball, third base. Fielded, he's going to step on third. Nice play at third base. Brody Zielinski and St. Joe gets out of the inning. Knights lead two aboard. Knights come up with six runs in the bottom of the sixth. After six innings, Knights 12, Indians 5. So the Indians going to bat in the top of the seventh inning, and again, we'll mention, this game is, in part, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located 1708 South 8th Street. That's Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. Tell you what, if you give Dirk a call, he'll help you out. He's got one way and local for households and businesses. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. Well, listen, they have a full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. Dirk is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We're talking about Penske. That reminds me that Indianapolis 500 is right around the corner. That's on May 28th. May 28th, that happens to be my wife's birthday. So May 28th, I tell you what, if you get there on Carb Day on Friday, you can buy a ticket. You got to buy a ticket. But you can see Brian Adams. Brian Adams, he's got that good song. It's called Summer of 69. He's got quite a few other good songs. He'll be playing the guitar. He'd be playing an electric acoustic. And he's got a raspy voice, but it is good. I remember the first time he toured, that's back in 82. He toured with Journey. Yeah, he'd been around that long, stepping into bat. Number 16 for St. Joe is Brady Loniger. First pitch. Strike called right across Meridian, outside edge. For Keaton Brooks, count goes 0-1. Brady Loniger steps back in. Working from the windup, here's the pitch, the 0-1. Outside edge, they call it a strike. Now, we don't need to expand the strike zone. That one was ipsy. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup, Keaton Brooks. Gonna pop one foul out of play, protecting the dish. That was about the same location. Loniger, you know, likes to knock that one out of play. He didn't want to walk back to the dugout. Count still, 0-2. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Gonna pop one right side down the right field line. It's gonna be in the field of play, a foul ball. They'll chase that one down out of the dugout. Count stays at 0-2. So Brady Loniger going to step back in. You got that sliding mitt in that back pocket. Let's see if you'll use it. Going to pop on right side. About the same location. Too difficult to get to. But Ryan Schumer made a pretty good effort. And also there was Owen Munn. And right there also was Caden Minnick. So, 0-2 count again. First hitter, top of the seventh inning for the Indians, Brady Loniger. Working from the windup, here's the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Outside of ball. He's working that outside edge. Trying to buy a strike on that outside edge. He did buy one a couple of pitches ago. It was outside edge. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Keaton Brooks. Backdoor curveball. Didn't quite get back all the way. Count goes 2-2. Brady Loniger, second baseman. Right-handed batter steps back in, taps the plate. 2-2 pitch on the way from Keaton Brooks. Short off the glove of Jackson Kane. Count goes 4. Brady Loniger, without a doubt, a quality at-bat. Went down 0-2. He climbed back in it. It's 3-2. Right-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Here's the wind and the 3-2. They take a shot over shortstop. Skying for it. Couldn't quite reach it. Evan Genhart. And that was probably the most quality at-bat we might have seen in this ballgame. So Brady Loniger is at first base. He'll take the batting gloves off. He'll put the sliding mitt on that right hand. Take that back, the left hand. And stepping into bat is Owen Schuda. Here's the pitch. Inside edge. Check that. It's going to be a ball. So 1-0, timeout on the diamond. Coach Jim Bournet going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Keaton Brooks has gone the distance. Keaton Brooks working in the seventh inning. Coach Bournet going to talk with his infield right there. He has had some bullpen. He has Isaac Suppiger, the submarine pitcher, down the line there. And a conversation right there. The pitches, ma'am. I would think that Keaton Brooks going to get an extended leash right here. He'll probably stay in the game. And I'm talking it over right there, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Trips and Fishers, Lisa Stokes Bear, and Reynolds Farm Equipment. So they're going to walk off the diamond. Keaton Brooks still in the ballgame. Runner at first base is Brady Loniger. Got himself there legitimately. Working in the batter's box now is 0-2. Here's the pitch. right down Meridian, fastball for a strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Back in the rubber. Keaton Brooks peering in looking at signals. Jackson Kane now out of the set. Hit the 1-0. Checked out of 1-1. Foul ball down the third baseline. Gavin Boutel has moved into third base. Gavin Boutel wears number 17. He's a junior class member. He's 5'10". One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. St. Joseph Indians batting. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Jackson Kane keeps it in front of him. Over at first base, Brady Loniger, the lone runner on the base pads currently, I should say presently, for the Indians. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Taking off for second base. He's going to be safe. Ball came into second base. Off the glove of Owen Munn. Couldn't make the tag. On his horse, right there, was Loniger. He's now at second. With one out, stepping into bat, we're going to see the one hitter. He's a good ball player. That's number 7, Joe Washburn. Put a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bortnay going to walk out. Might be making a change. Not sure. Isaac Seppinger is down the right field line, the bullpen, and he's jogging out. So lefty Isaac Seppinger going to enter the ball game. Keaton Brooks goes 6 3rd innings. He gets a good hand clap and a pat on the back in the dugout. So going to warm up right now. It's Isaac Seppinger for the Knights. Got his buddy standing right behind him. They're all on the dirt right there. They're pretty close to him. They are close. This is a tight-knit school system right here at Central Catholic. So he's working on his submarine right there. We talked about Dan Quisenberry. Dan Quisenberry, I think he pitched for Toronto. Don't quote me, but Dan Quisenberry, pretty good southpaw. And he worked a submarine. I think Dan Quisenberry was a righty, though. Dan Quisenberry, right-handed pitcher. Also, Kent Tekulve. Kent Tekulve, that's back in my day. I was a youngster when he pitched. I think he pitched for the Pirates. I'm sure about that. I think he wore number 27, I believe he did. But that's when the Pirates had those black hats that had those 3 or 4 pinstripes circular around the head. And nobody liked those. I think they got rid of those after 1 year of existence. But Kent Tekulve threw the submarine pitch also. So Isaac Seppinger finishing up his warm-up tosses and going back to second base to do the running for the Indians is Brady Loniger. So a new batter stepping in. It is Joe Washburn. He is the leadoff batter in this ballgame. Visitor leadoff batter. So one out. Ball's live. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch to Washburn. Ball goes by a bit tall. Ball one. So Joe Washburn getting to see a southpaw submarine pitcher firsthand right here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch comes in, going to be hit by pitch. Seppinger working on his routine right there. Seppinger, going to put Washburn on base with a hit by pitch. Coach Bortnay going to walk out. Going to give some, actually I think he's going to make a change. So Keaton Brooks is going out to left field. Coming in from left field, we're going to see the next pitcher for the Knights, I do believe. Seppinger gave it a valiant effort. He jogs off, shrugs his shoulders, puts his arms up a little bit. He'll be back. He's not done pitching this season, without a doubt. We need or they need him. And he's going to pitch again. So the Knights bring the pitcher out from left field, and it is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox getting warm-up tosses right now. He's a right-handed pitcher. Tyler Fox getting some warm-ups right now. And we'll mention Tyler Fox has 2 1/3 innings pitched so far this year. This is appearance number 4. He has hit 1 batter. Tyler Fox has faced 13 batters. He's thrown a total of 52 pitches this season. He's allowed 1 hit. He's given up 2 runs. They were both earned. He has walked 3. He has struck out 3. He set 1 of those strikeouts down looking. He has an ERA of 6.00. So he's getting warmed up right now, right-handed pitcher, Tyler Fox. There's 1 out. We're in the top of the 7th inning. Working on the diamond right there. The Knights resume their normal positions, infield and outfield. Knights in front, 12-5. They lead the Indians. The Indians batting with runners at first and second base with 1 out. Stepping into bat, the 2-hitter, Zachary Stofsky. Zachary Stofsky swings a vibrant bat. He had a 2-run homer. I think that was in his first at-bat. It was. Here comes a pitch. Take that back. That was his second at-bat in the 3rd inning. First pitch comes in low. Good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-0. So getting the lead off second base and first base out of the set. Here comes a pitch from Tyler Fox. Outside edge called strike. Count goes 1-1. Tyler Fox, pretty good velocity. Peering in out of the stretch, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Now the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Full swing. Going to get him in the box. It's a foul ball. So 1-2 count. To the 2 hitter, number 9, Zachary Stofsky. Zachary Stofsky in 7 games. Batting 542. That's an average. 28 plate appearances, 24 at bats. Batting 542. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball 3. So we'll step back in. Take that back. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Stofsky. Out of the set. Check second. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball 3. 3-2 count to Zachary Stofsky. He wears number 9. He's got 3 home runs on the season. He entered this game with 2. Here's the pitch. He's going to take a full swing. It's going to go out of play right side. He's got a smooth swing, and he's got quick hands in that right-handed batter's box. He took it out to left field in the 3rd inning. So 2 aboard, 3-2 count. Tyler Fox in the set. Here's the pitch. Foul tip around home plate. That one got Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane got it off the toe. I think Jackson Kane probably don't have steel toes. The home plate umpire likely does. So count remains 3-2. Zachary Stofsky. Stofsky has 11 RBI. He has 13 now with this home run. Here comes a 3-2. The call a strike, and Stofsky is amazed, and he should be. That was off the plate. So 2 outs. That's what they're saying here in the top of the 7th, stepping into bat number 1, Jace Lee. Jace Lee also swings a very vibrant right-handed bat. Out of the set, check second, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, well placed by Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox throwing a good curveball on a brisk Saturday night. It's probably around 40, maybe 45 degrees presently. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, same result. Well placed by Tyler Fox. Count goes 0-2. Stepping back in, Jace Lee. J3 has a bat. I'm sure he's going to swing it with two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Fox. Outside, short off the glove, Jackson Kane, stepping in front of him, staying put at second base. At second base is Brady Loniger. And I'm working right there. J3 in the batter's box. Runners at first and second, two out on the scoreboard. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, hit by pitch. J3 didn't move much, if any. Some umpires would keep him in the box and call that a ball because it was off the plate. J3 elected not to move. Home plate umpire lets him go to first. So hit by pitch, J3 at first. Bases are loaded. Stepping in, Owen Balance, the four-hitter. Ground ball in the infield, Evan Gehart. He'll field it, he'll throw to second. Owen Munn gets the put out, and the ball game's over. So the final score here on the final game of the Catholic Classic, Central Catholic Knights 12, South Bend, St. Joe 5. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll let you know, Central Catholic Knights, their next game is going to be on Monday. So they get a day off tomorrow. Monday, they'll be back in action. They'll travel to Rensselaer Central for a 5:30 West Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. That's Monday, the 24th, for the Knights. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for South Bend St. Joe. They'll also be in action on Monday, the 24th. 5 p.m. start, Hanover Central will be at South Bend St. Joe. And that is also a conference game for St. Joe. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're posting. We're going to talk to Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, he got some good wins today.
Yeah, I thought we played really well today. Felt like we gave one away last night. We challenged the boys, and they responded today in a big way. A lot of key contributions from several people up and down the lineup, and I thought our energy and attitude was exceptional today, and beat two really good teams.
You got four teams in this tournament. They were just tremendous. I'm sure they're glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great tournament. We've got teams from all over the place coming in here, and it's a great opportunity for us to play teams from other parts of the state. So I thought our kids really stepped up.
Hey, you're going to give the guys a day off tomorrow, I think, and you guys are going to play Monday, and you're having another West Division game.
Yeah, our guys definitely deserve a day off tomorrow. Then we got to get right back at it. You know, with conference games, we've got the lead in the conference right now, but we got to take care of business Monday and Tuesday.